Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm in the studio with the mayor of Russell Township, Michael Tarnowski, and with the founders of the Russell Kin Club, Doug Anthony and Cindy Anthony, and they're going to all talk to us about the Kin Club and about a special award that the township has just given them. Mayor Tarnowski, can you tell us about the award?
Sure. Thank you for having us, Candace. So first of all, this started with the idea of giving some awards out to the volunteers of the Kin Club. They've been working tirelessly through many amazing projects for our community over the last few years. And I've noticed that they're there, they're working tirelessly, helping, supporting, and they're always there in the background. So we wanted to recognize the volunteers. The Catch the Ace lottery that everyone knows has now raised over $4.6 million. And we wanted to recognize the people that are behind the scenes working every week, putting so many hours doing this, driving around not only our municipality now, but outside our municipality. And so, we wanted to highlight that for our community. And we think that, you know, people like that make our community so special. So in wanting to do that recognition, I had a chance to chat with Doug to get some names. He and Cindy were very adamant in telling me that they did not want to get recognized themselves and that they thought that it was very important and they were happy to see that their members would get recognized for all the work. And so they made me promise not to to include them. And so they put me in a very difficult position where I had to keep that promise, as I like to do, keeping promises. So together with council, you know, in looking at all the work that Kin Club did, and if you layer on, you know, the passion and the involvement that comes from Doug and Cindy, on top of that, that leadership that's given, that silent leadership behind the Kin Club, I think it was a no-brainer for us to be able to acknowledge them with the key to the city. And the key to the municipality in this case, it's an award that's always existed, but it's never actually ever been given out. So it was a very special moment for us, for all of us in this community.
So was the award given to the whole club?
No, the award goes to Doug and Cindy for their leadership around that. This particular award had to get voted on by council, so it's not just at the whim of a councillor or the mayor deciding to give that out. It really had to go through a decision process, and they had to meet very strict criteria for that. One of the criteria that really stands out is the impact that they bring, not just within our municipality, but the impact outside of the municipality and how they make the municipality look good. And so a lot of the, especially with the Catch the Ace now, a lot of the organizations that are benefiting from Catch the Ace are outside of the municipality now as the lottery is growing, because Doug and Cindy and the Kin Club love all the work that they do and they keep adding more to themselves.
Well, right. Maybe, Doug, you want to respond to that. How much do you love all the work that you're doing?
As I articulated last night, it's truly a labor of love. We love what we do. We get to do every day what we want to do, not what we have to do. And to have the opportunity to work with the mayors, the charities, the volunteers, all people are like-minded. They're all giving people. Our days are blessed. And sometimes they're a little busy and we put a lot of time in, but that's our choice. And we're just so immensely proud of the entire team, the way that the community supports us. I don't know. You can add to that, Cindy?
Yes, Cindy. What do you...
I've just loved volunteering for as long as I can remember. I've lived in Russell about 40 years now, and I loved it from the first day that I moved here. It's a very special community, so it's very important for me to give back, and I enjoy it tremendously. And this was... to receive this award was... left me speechless. I'm still choked up about it today.
I can tell.
Barely talk about it because it's meant a tremendous amount to me.
When you talk about the key to the township, and you said that it's always existed, but it's never been given out before, Mike.
So we, as in anything, we have bylaws and policies for everything that we do. And so this award is an existing award. It just never been awarded, and we've never had the opportunity to award that. And so the timing was perfect. You know, again, I go back to the impact in the community. Yesterday, I had a chance at the meeting to highlight not you know, as important as Catch the Ace is, and it is extremely important, we're talking about $4.6 million raised for the various organizations, but it's everything else that goes with the Kin Club and what they do, what the volunteers do there. And so I think, you know, it really stands, you know, as a perfect recognition for Doug and Cindy to receive. They are the stewards of this organization. I've had the opportunity of working with them through some of these projects coming in. But since 2018, since I kind of got involved as a counselor, I've seen them in action, and they're always in the background doing the work. And I'm referring to Doug and Cindy specifically here, ensuring that there's enough people to do the work. And sometimes I wonder how they, you know, they deal with it, because it's you know, I'm sure it's not very easy. And so we're so tremendously appreciative of what they do for our community.
And we should just mention that that occurred on Monday, the Monday night council meeting, which was March, what was 24. That, 20? Yes. I'm going to go back to Doug. If you can tell us a little bit about, so we've mentioned Catch the Ace a few times, and there might be listeners who don't know. I don't imagine there's very many, but there might be somebody who doesn't know what Catch the Ace is. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you for that leading question, Candice. Much appreciated. Catch the Ace is a progressive lottery. It's ran by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, and we have one of the most successful Catch the Aces in the province. Each week we do a draw, and the one person who's drawn from the drum, they win 20%. So this week, somebody's gonna win $12,500 approximately for that weekly win. That weekly winner then gets to open an envelope. We started with the 52 cards of a normal playing deck, shuffled them, hid them, sealed them all up, and numbered them 1 to 52. So there's 36 envelopes left, and if you win, for instance, this week, the $12,500 or $13,000 that the weekly will be, you get a chance to open an envelope. You find the Ace of Spades, you win the jackpot as well. And the jackpot grows 30% each week, and in this case, it's at $267,000.
And this has been going for how many weeks?
We're 18 weeks in right now. This iteration, this is our seventh Catch the Ace lottery, and we plan on doing a lot more afterwards.
And it's really caught on. I mean, there's so much more money now than there was when you guys first started.
We actually laughed. It was funny. We were watching our very first video at Etienne Brulé. We were in week 29, and we were ecstatic that we had a $19,000 jackpot. Mm-hmm. And we watched the video, which was just done on an iPhone, and it was noisy and unprofessional. But we've come a long way, and we've added to our team. We have professionals that really give a lot of credit to them, because what they can do is make us more professional looking. And the same thing with our ads and our marketing, our project management, all of those aspects. And it's a big team. We love working with them, and it's going to get better.
And how big is the team right now, approximately?
Catch the Ace team, just with the Kin members alone, I would say probably 15 to 18. And then we have 26 charities. They also contribute. We have 71 retailers that are helping us. Everybody in the background, everybody that's buying. It's a massive operation now. We could not do it without everybody's help. The most important person in the whole Catch the Ace team is sitting right here between Mike and I.
And that would be Cindy, who's laughing shyly. The Kin Club has done a lot of other things too besides that.
I'll start with some, and then Cindy can wrap up the other ones.
You should see the look on Cindy's face now.
They were well articulated last night. So we were really busy when we wanted to have the Sports Dome built, and we raised $380,000 with that, including the André Philippe Gagnon concert and gala. We helped with the Butterfly Mile for the EB and helped raise $60,000 for that. We put in the Welcome to Russell Science recently, $130,000. We've been doing Pope Masters since 2014. We'll give away approximately $13,000 of prizes to local families and kids. We love that. It's just a great family event. We've helped with the Jonathan Petrie Park. We are helping with the new Sportsplex. We help an awful lot of other people. We've got $500,000 in the bank right now. We're building and working with the township. We're building a massive storage center and giving it away free to all the local charities. And that's the purpose, to assist them and help them. And we all work really well together. When we first started, we did a number of projects, and Cindy's going to go through those.
Oh my goodness. So we did a golf tournament for several years, which was tremendously successful. It was raising money for cystic fibrosis. And we also kind of brought back the Russell Winter Carnival and ran that for 3 or 4 winters. But it's such a tricky project with weather being.
There was, I remember, I think the last year, wasn't it raining or something like that the whole time?
We had everything thrown at us for that. Rocking the Night Away was one of
That was fun,
fine events that we loved doing. 50s, 60s dance, Eddie and the Stingrays, they were so entertaining every year, and we had a lot of fun with that. Galas, we have had several galas. We brought in the ABBA story, that was very fun. And
Elvis.
The Elvis impersonator or singer, as well as Andre Philippe Daniel, bringing him to our community as part of the fundraising for the Sports Dome.
We're just about out of time. Do you want to add anything, Mayor Tarnowski?
Yeah, I'd like to finish just by saying, you know, doing this what we did yesterday, recognizing the volunteers, recognizing Doug and Cindy, is really probably the best part of this job. And it's really highlighting the amazing people that live in our community, that work every day in our community, that do so much to make our community what it is. And I'm so, so proud to be part of that. Thank everyone. And I encourage people to seek out these organizations like the Kin Club and get involved, because it enriches your life in so many ways. So thank you so much for having us and giving us a chance to speak to that.
While we're talking about recognition,
we've regularly been giving out the volunteer awards, and we have different types of categories of awards that have been given out. And usually that comes as a result of someone approaching us and saying, look, I think this person has done a lot for the community. Can we do something to recognize them? So there's different aspects. Connie Johnson's a great example, completely immersed in supporting the community, always involved. Probably since I've taken over as mayor, I think we've recognized about 4 or 5 different people before yesterday's event. So I'm excited, because this is the community coming to us saying this person really stands out and we should recognize them. And so they get the request gets vetted through the council to make sure they meet the requirements, and then we highlight that. And the idea behind doing that is we want to engage the community to really demonstrate the value of that volunteering and getting involved in your community, enriching your own life, but enriching the lives of everyone around. One last quick point. I was just driving back today into the municipality. I'm on a back road, and I see this person just out there picking up garbage with a little trolley. And I had to stop and, like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm picking up garbage. Like, on the street in the middle of nowhere. She goes, I do that every year. And that to me is just, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm so happy to see that and so proud to be part of this community.
Doug has his hand up. Do you want to add something?
Yes, I just want to congratulate you on your retirement this week.
Oh, thank you.
You've been a journalist with the utmost integrity, high profile, and you really, really care. And we're going to miss you dearly.
Oh, now I'm choked up.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, this is Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and I've been speaking with the mayor of Russell Township, Michael Tarnowski, and with Doug Anthony and Cindy Anthony, who are the founders of the Kin Club of Russell, which has been a tremendously successful group. And we are here on CJRO Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative. CJRO is last on the dial and first for local news.